Yeah, thanks. Let's see who's on the phone.
Sure. So my name is Amelia Dalbero. I'm a cheesemonger from Philadelphia, and I just earned the title of the world's best cheesemonger.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So what is a cheesemonger, and how did she become the best in the world? She'll tell us after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, Amelia Dalbero knows Chicago.
I used to go to Riot Fest every year.
Yeah, not this year, though. She was in France for the
Concours Mondial de Meilleur Fromager.
Okay.
It's essentially the Cheesemonger Olympics. It's held in France every 2 years, and cheesemongers from all over the world compete for the title of world's best cheesemonger.
Which is?
Textbook definition is someone who specializes in the sale of cheese, butter, and other dairy products. But we really are so much more than that. We are storytellers of the product. We are stewards of the product, and always in service to the cheese and the producers.
And Amelia is the first American to ever win the gold medal. She did so via 9 challenges.
Starting with a written test that is really intense, very specific questions about cheese making and affinage and breeds and cheese history and things like that.
Then there was a blind taste test of 4 cheeses from around the world.
And you have 10 minutes to tell them the milk type, heat treatment, age profile, manufacturing technology, country of origin, and then name the cheese if you can.
And there was a challenge to see who cuts the best cheese.
They give you a mystery cheese. You don't know what it is in advance, and you're not allowed to weigh it. You have 5 minutes to cut 4 perfect half-pound pieces.
All of that was before lunch. After lunch, 4 more hours of blind cheese tastings and other events, including sculpting something out of cheese. And at the end, Amelia Dalbero was standing tall on the podium with a gold medal around her neck.
It's a huge honor to have been able to stand up there and represent the American cheese community.
On the food calendar, well, would you look at this? It's National Cheese Curd Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.